from WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Share Show.
Yesterday I said I was going to give the Republican response to your Democratic speech.
How dare you call me a Democrat?
Well, I'm going to, you know, just so I clarify, I want to let people know my you know, people want to know my political affiliation.
Yeah, we all want to know.
I am an independent Democratic Republican Libertarian.
Wow.
How you like
that? Kind of like the Beast of Revelation, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's called an Indem Republib.
That's like the Beast of Revelation, the conglomeration of the four religions of the world.
Exactly. That's what I am.
Okay.
In one person. All right.
I'm impressed. I mean depressed.
Yeah, me too.
Well, we decided, and we didn't decide.
Come on, give me a bailout here, buddy. Let's go. Bail me out.
All right. We determined that...
no pun intended.
Pistol Pete's exhortation to not forsake
Pistol
the assembly.
Pistol Pete. I love him.
First of all, we do encourage you to forsake all denominations.
Not assembling together with believers.
Yes, right. We don't... We encourage you to assemble with fellow believers.
Yes.
But as soon as...
Without steeples.
Truth, as soon as truth...
Without stained glass.
Builds a basement.
Without baptismals.
It becomes an institution.
Without pulpits.
Right.
Without robes.
Stained glass, did you mention
choir lofts.
Choir lofts.
Creeds.
Creeds.
Crap.
Check, crap.
All of that stuff.
Right. Forsake it.
You don't need it. Paul didn't have it. Paul didn't teach it. Paul didn't encourage it.
Paul taught in homes.
And so, now listen, if you got a group of people that just so happens you may have 30 people in your area, fine, rent a place or whatever if it's not convenient to meet in your home. Zender and I here are against denominations not because we're not part of one. We're against denominations because they give a false teaching regarding the body of Christ. They're unbiblical. And so we want to steer clear of anything that would take away from the truth, especially that. I see you staring away over
well,
there.
I'm trying to find a verse. I don't have every passage memorized like
what
you
verse
do.
You
so I
for?
Actually have to reference my scriptures
what
here
verse?
Once in a while. I found it. It's 1 Corinthians 1:12. Can I go there?
I'm not a Paul. Paul's peace is Christ.
Exactly.
It's Christ divided.
I thought it's such an important verse
yeah.
that I thought we should go to it instead of paraphrasing it. Paul says, I'm entreating you, brethren. This is 1 Corinthians 1:10. Through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all may be saying the same thing. And there may be no schisms among you, but you may be attuned to the same mind and to the same opinion. For it was made evident to me concerning you. In other words, somebody blew your cover. Somebody reported to me. It became evident to me, my brethren, by those of Chloe. I guess this was a guy's name.
Yeah.
Chloe?
It's by the house of
I don't
Chloe.
Know.
It's a masculine name.
Oh, well, I don't know what mother would name her son Chloe, but so be it. That there are strifes among
Same
you.
Same one who would name her son Zender, Martin.
Don't bring my mother into this. Now, I'm saying this, that each of you is saying, I indeed am of Paul, yet I of Apollos, yet I of Cephas. That was Peter's name. Yet I of Christ. I forgot that one.
Yeah.
Even those who say, I of Christ. Christ is parted. If you're splitting up Christ and saying, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Pentecostal, I'm a Trinitarian, whatever. Not Paul was crucified for your sakes, or under the name of Paul are you baptized? I'm thanking God I baptized not one of you, except Crispus. That must have been the brother of Chloe. Lest anyone may be saying that you are baptized into my name. Okay, furthermore, I'm not aware I baptized any other. Okay, forget that. Now, verse 17, Christ has not commissioned me to be baptizing, blah, 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 blah. The point being that there were sects in the Corinthian ecclesia, and Paul was saying that concerning they were immature. Anyone who does this, who splits Christ into factions, is immature.
And do you know what the schisms were?
I thought it was schisms. Did you say schisms?
I
know it's
schisms.
I contend that the CH is
schismatic,
silent. But
that's fine.
All right.
But
we could talk about
later
that
on, he even later on in 1 Corinthians, he says, these things I have in a figure transferred to myself and Apollos. In other words, he says, you know, when one of you says, I'm a Paul, I'm an Apollos, are you, you know, But they weren't saying that. Paul says, I'm just using our names. What was happening in Corinth is there were certain individuals who felt that because they had the education of the world, because they were wise in the world standards, and they were good speakers, they were gathering people to themselves. Mm. That's what was going on there. So within Corinth, they had their favorite preachers, which led to what? Their own little group, which led to denominational churches with one man at its head. I went to a Baptist church once, and there was a church up in a Baptist church up in Canada that asked me to come up and speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I had talked with a young man on the phone, and he seemed like he was a real student of Scripture. Now, they didn't have a pastor, okay? There was a handful of guys who loved the Scriptures, and they had like 40 people in their congregation. Now, I don't agree with all their doctrines, and I let them know that. But here was a guy who seemed like they were heading in the right direction because they got so tired of pastors,
right,
who ruled them with a rod of iron, essentially. And I went up and met with these guys, and I told them, I said, look, you don't need pastors. You got four able men here who love the Scriptures. You guys can do this. But what happened? They forsook that and decided to hire one man to come in and rule. You know what their path? So before I went up there, I went to a local Baptist church. Just see how these Baptist church independents are operated. So I sat in their message. I was bored out of my mind. And afterwards, I went and talked to the pastor, and I told him the situation about how I was going up to this Baptist church. And I said, tell me a little bit how these independent Baptists run. You know what his first words were to me?
What?
You will not believe this. First of all, they know that I am the pastor.
Ooh.
And I wanted to, I laughed. I actually chuckled in front of him. I was like, you arrogant ass. I could not believe. People call us arrogant.
Yeah.
They say we're arrogant by telling you that you can search the Scriptures on your own,
right,
and meet with believers,
yes,
of common faith. They call us arrogant.
Yeah. Imagine. God empowers us with His Spirit to be independently able.
So here's a man who basically says, and it's interesting, there's no Scripture verses that a church is run by a pastor, elders. If there are a number of people that can meet together, if that has happened today, it's run by elders.
Which is simply,
and guess what?
Old people.
If you read 1 Corinthians 12,
am I right?
The teaching is not limited to elders. Anyone in the congregation who had the ability could teach. But what do we have today?
Superstars.
Superstar mentality. They meet around the superstar. Have you seen my pastor? Oh, he's so wonderful. What did he teach you? Oh, irrelevant. He just made me feel so good.
Oh, I have heard that. I have heard that of a lot of different pastors. They're eloquent.
I went to a big church in the Chicagoland area years ago, and when the pastor wasn't there, people wouldn't go. A lot of people said, well, if Pastor so-and-so is not leading it, I'm not going. It was all about a man. What about Christ? But we're arrogant.
Yeah.
I am the pastor. Oh, shut up. Shut up.
Wait till you hear the end of this letter.
All right, yeah, we're getting there. Let's continue. Sorry about my little tirade there, but it's important.
No, that was a worthy tirade.
Yeah.
I want to go to Titus 3:9. Paul says to stand aloof from stupid questionings. You and I use the word stupid a lot in our broadcasts, and you know, some people might think that's not in good taste. However, here I am reading it in the Word of God. It's
yummy to me.
The Greek word insipid, right? That's the Greek word.
Yeah, how many of you ever told your kids they're doing something stupid? Why is it that in practical life, practical things don't apply to Christianity? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I tell my kids that was a stupid thing to do. And I know many parents who do that. But you use it in the realm of religion, then all of a sudden it's not in good taste.
You know, Bill Cosby said, we don't need a word to the wise, it's the stupid that need the words.
And Bill Cosby is right.
Bill Cosby was a wise man and continues to be a wise man. Stand aloof from stupid questionings and genealogies and strifes and fightings about law, for they are without benefit and vain. A sectarian man, after one and a second admonition, refused, being aware that such a one has turned himself out and is sinning, being self-condemned. Look at this, Sheridan, a sectarian man. How many people accuse us of leaving the church. We're out. We have turned ourselves out, right? They accuse us of, you guys left the organized church. So you're, and we're going to see this in Pistol Pete's letter upcoming. We're Lone Rangers. We're in dangerous territory because we're out. We're out of the loop. You should be in a group. You know, comfort and strength is in numbers. The more people that gather, they must have the Lord's hand stamp of approval on it. Yet Paul says that it's the sectarian man that we should warn, the man who believes that it is important to belong to a sect. We're not sectarian. The people who say you should be in a sect are sectarian. They are saying that it's good to be in a sect. That's what our friend is saying here. You guys are anti-denomination, in other words, anti-sect. But yet here in Titus 3:10, Paul is saying that take the sectarian man, the man who thinks like these people in 1 Corinthians, say, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas, and after warning them one time and a second time, refuse them, being aware that they have turned themselves out. The sectarian man has turned himself out. That means we're on the good side of the fence, Sheridan.
Yeah.
You see that? The sectarian man has turned himself out. The man who says you have to belong to a group, to a sect, they're actually the ones. So you know what? We should be taking the offensive. We should be going to these people and say, you sectarian so-and-so,
all right,
you've turned yourself out.
Let's talk about Pistol Pete. He said certain men are going to hell, right?
Yeah.
Galatians chapter 5. You ready? Now apparent are the works of the flesh, which are these: adultery, prostitution, uncleanness, wantonness, idolatry, enchantment, enmities, strife, jealousies, furies, factions, dissensions, sex.
Oh.
Now you ready?
Yeah.
Of these, which I am predicting to you, according as I predicted also, those committing such things shall not be enjoying the allotment of the kingdom of God. Pistol Pete, if you're in a domination, you're going to hell.
Ooh. And that fits with this passage in Titus.
That means going to hell. But the point being
that's a parallel context.
That's parallel context. You're in a sect.
And if you're in a sect, then Paul is listing those sins. Well, what other sins were in there with the sectarian man?
Sectarian a man.
Give me the bad ones.
Adultery.
Adultery.
Prostitution.
Prostitution.
Idolatry.
Idolatry.
Enchantment.
Enchantment.
Drunkenness. Revelries.
And a sectarian man, a man who will divide himself into sects, like our antagonist here, Pistol Pete, he is guilty of the very same thing that he's accusing us of. And I say Titus 3:10-11, the sectarian man is the one who has put himself out, and he is sinning, he is self-condemned, and we're to warn them. He's warning us. I turn the tables on Pistol Pete, and I warn him before it's too late, get the heck out of your sect. Denominations are going down. God does not live in man-made temples. The church is not a building. It's a people. You can't go to it. You are it. You got anything to add to that, Sharon?
Not at all.
All right. We're going to close it up for today.
Oh, I do have one thing to add.
Yeah, go ahead.
Get out of the denomination as fast as you can.
Because one of these days, we're going to talk about the book of Revelation, and there's some scary things going to be happening to Christian denominations in the book of Revelation. Wow. Blow your mind. I'm Martin Zender. The show is archived at www.martinzender.com.
When you leave a denomination, you find Christ.
Amen.